Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The biggest free agent in the NHL market is Artemi Panarin. And last night I had read that the Islanders were emerging as a favorite. Well, on this fine morning, Darren Drager of TSN is saying that signs are pointing towards the New York Rangers. Now, all signs, they're both in it.
Yep.
Florida's in it. All signs pointing towards is not they are on the verge of getting.
Right.
Because I kind of read that last night, that the Islanders are the favorites to get him. So It doesn't mean they've got him, but that's the latest on Panarin, as Drager's reporting that, quote, all signs are pointing towards the Rangers pulling this coup off. 27-year-old, 30-goal scorer, all-star caliber player would be a pretty good addition to the Ranger rebuild, which is being expedited if they signed a guy like Panarin.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll keep you posted.
We'll see how good Kaapo Kakko is, too.
Yeah, hey, he's a lot of pressure on him, too.
Yep.
What's that, Ernie? Go ahead.
There's a belief that Panarin left money on the table. New York Rangers are always an attractive draw.
Which is amazing considering what we've talked about all day about the Knicks.
It's like Dolan doesn't exist with the Rangers. I mean, it really is amazing how the two, he's completely associated with the Knicks and not associated at all with the Rangers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, am I wrong? Well, I mean, that's pretty much the way it is.
It's funny that within 24 hours, something like that could happen where
that
Panarin's going to leave money on the table to boot, not just that I signed with the Rangers, and that. Well, the Rangers are always an attractive draw, which is true because if you look at the last 10 years with guys who've requested trades here, guys who've signed here, they aren't.
Look, we talked about sustained winning. I know they didn't win a cup, but they had sustained winning for like 10 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
They were in the playoffs all the time. More often than not, they made runs in the playoffs. They didn't win it. They only got to the finals the one time, but they were, you know, they were a place where people wanted to go.
Yeah.
But it's really like you don't even think about Dolan when you think about the Rangers.
Nah, it's crazy.
It really, think about
is. Really is. The baseball over the weekend, I know you didn't like the London thing. I didn't like the London thing. And I can't answer why, but the games were absurd. And if you're a Yankee fan, great, you won. Yeah. That's what matters.
No, it was like pinball.
It was ridiculous. I mean, Saturday, Joe and I are at this 880 event at Citi Field.
Yeah.
And I get the great honor of telling you, so the Yankees scored six in the top.
And
of
then
the first.
Red Sox scored six in the bottom.
I was like, what?
It was a football game, 17-13.
Then they had a 17-7 lead. The Red Sox come back. It was just absurd. And I don't know what the answer is because while there were home runs in this series, like you look at yesterday, it was a 12-8 game.
Yankees only hit one home run yesterday.
Exactly, Joe. They only hit one home run.
Right.
So what was it? So there are a lot of theories about what caused this. And you could just argue, well, it's just a coincidence. Maybe there were just two games where there were a lot of runs scored. Maybe the pitchers felt the jet lag more than the position players. But one theory I'd heard about is that the ball just wasn't spinning. So curveballs were flat. The spin rate wasn't good, Joe.
Is that right? Is that because of the weather? Because of the atmosphere?
I guess.
I mean, there's no real altitude issue in London, right?
Yeah, I don't know what would cause it. But if I'm British and I'm watching baseball and I watch a nearly 5-hour nine-inning game, and then I watch a 4-hour, 24-minute game, in which we see an absurd amount of runs scored over two games, you'd be, first of all, saying, boy, this is a little different than soccer. This is slightly different.
Right, slightly.
But it was not. If you're a Yankee fan, you won. Who gives a damn?
Oh, well, yeah, right.
But the baseball was not enjoyable.
Look, it was what
I'm
it was.
Sorry.
Who knows? You can't even say, like you said, they even juiced the baseball even more because it wasn't a matter of just home runs flying out constantly.
Right.
So,
But you know what happened? You know what happened this weekend? The New York Yankees dunned the Boston Red Sox.
As far as winning the division?
But winning this division.
No, look, the division's over. The division is done, period. Yankees are winning it and winning it easily.
It is probably done, period. I would definitely go with a probably. I'd bet a lot of money on it, so I'm with you on that. The Rays is still there. Yeah. The Red Sox, Joe, are done.
Yeah, I don't buy the Rays either. Look, I wouldn't dun the Red Sox from winning a wild card
spot. No, that's different.
Yeah, but as far as the division, it's over. The Yankees are winning the division, and really, the next big move for the Yankees is going to be, like we said earlier, what big pitcher or what pitcher are they going to trade for at the trade deadline? Because they're going to trade for somebody.
Well, and because I think what's happening right now is they are just beating the brains in of opponents, not just the two games in London,
right,
but they're scoring a lot of runs.
Of course.
And despite what happened over the weekend, they've got a very good bullpen. I mean, that's the bottom line, especially when you look around baseball, especially if you're grading on a curve.
Yep.
They not only have a really good bullpen, but when you compare it to some of the other horrid bullpens in baseball.
Don't look too far. Look at Burrow over. You'll see. You'll see the worst.
This is the best bullpen ever if you're graded on a curve.
Right.
So the one thing that they're overcoming right now is starting pitching. They're overcoming it.
Yep.
And I think you can during the regular season, and it's happened during the playoffs. I think of the 2002 Angels. They just scored a ton of runs. That's how they won the World Series. They just scored a ton of runs. So it can happen. That's why I would never say the Yankees can't win a World Series if they didn't make a big trade. They can, but they do need arms at the top of this rotation. And I think the bad news is Max Scherzer right now, you could make argument, is the National League MVP. That's how far we're going now, because he is just... he's dominating on a DeGrom-like level, except he's getting wins.
Yeah.
Right?
What a concept.
His numbers over his last seven starts are borderline absurd.
The Nationals aren't done by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, even when the Braves look like they're starting to separate in the division, I mean, they're still not out of a wild card picture by any stretch of the imagination.
They're a game back in the loss column in a wild card picture.
Yeah.
So the Nationals are just not going to sell now.
No.
No matter what the 10-5 status would be of Max Scherzer.
No, they can't. They can't either.
So it's Bumgarner, who, by
the
way, and I noticed this because he was just destroying me in fantasy, good for Madison. I watched his last two starts, and I don't think he was pitching well to destroy me in fantasy. I think, Joe, we saw motivated Bumgarner.
Yeah, maybe.
Because in his last two starts, it was Madison Bumgarner. We saw yesterday, 7 innings, 1 run, 9 strikeouts, 0 walks. How's that sound? Is that all right? Is that cool? Does that sound like a guy who's done? His start before that, I think he struck out 11 guys in 6 innings. And he may have given up a run or two, whatever it was. Let's see exactly what it was. Here it is. 6 innings, 2 runs, 11 strikeouts. It's starting to come together for Madison Bumgarner. So he's obviously the guy we talk about, but the Yankees are right now overcoming the fact that their starting pitching is mediocre at best. And they're going to need internal growth. They're going to need Paxton to obviously be better. Jay Happ, I don't know, because I start to look at Jay Happ and wonder if he would even make a postseason start if they go out and add the right arms.
Maybe not.
Tanaka's Tanaka. He had a bad start the other day. Everybody
he's
going to
have that. If Tanaka's going to have these games in the regular season that he just gets, you know, bombarded.
Yeah.
And you got to just throw it out.
You're right.
And that's it.
And it happened in London.
Yep.
But they come home. They're done with this dopey London series. They got the Mets for two, and the Mets got a win yesterday. Thank God.
Oh, God.
Just for sanity purposes.
Yep.
But over the weekend, it was just so typical.
Typical.
It was so typical,
especially
led by
Friday
Saturday.
Night.
Oh, Friday?
Saturday. Well, not Saturday. I mean Saturday.
Yeah,
I meant
Saturday.
Friday they were going to lose anyway. Saturday, you know, silly me. You know, I come home because I wasn't staying. Once the rain delay, that's the end of it for me.
Right.
You know, I come home and I'm watching a game at night. I'm like, I'm humoring myself into the thought that they may actually win. Robbie Cano is going to wind up getting the game-winning hit in his game.
Right.
I mean, this is the humor that I had in my mind.
Right.
And then Seth Lugo just gives up these, you know, 3-0 pitch. Everybody, this made me nuts here on Saturday night. It's 3-0 to Nick Markakis. Everybody, I mean, pitchers are swinging 3-0 now. Everybody's swinging 3-0. So let me groove one right down the middle.
Dude, it's constant.
I mean,
we saw
what
with Michael Franco a few days
ago. Everybody.
It's absurd. You got to know it's coming now. You got to know.
Everybody.
Hey, on 3-0, I can't groove a fastball.
No.
And then Austin Riley hit one that hasn't landed.
My God.
But you know what? Here's where I was an idiot. I thought they were going to win the game in the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, when Dom Smith struck out with second and third and two out?
Yeah, I actually did.
Yeah, right.
What am I thinking?
Oh, well.
Because I, you know what I figured? I figured the Mets were going to win.
You know, I got mad in the ninth inning when he took Alonzo out for a pinch runner. And I'm like, you know what? You're taking him out. And guaranteed this game will go into extra innings. Alonzo will come up.
Well, it could have happened.
It didn't, but
it could have happened.
Right.
I figured the Mets were going to finally win a game in which their bullpen blows it, but then they overcome it. That's
right.
What I figured.
Right.
And I thought that Saturday was the night. And, you know, Sunday basically turned into that in a way.
Kind of.
Because Chris Flexen did blow it.
Yeah, well.
After he got a big out with the bases loaded.
For Noah.
He essentially blew it, and then Wilmer Font looked dominant. Where the heck did that come from?
Let's not get too nuts.
He did.
No, I know, but I mean, you know, don't expect it the next time.
No, no, no. I'm not expecting it again. I'm merely saying he, you know, for two innings, he looked very, very good. And Edwin Diaz looked pretty good. The Mets were able to come back and win. You know, Jeff McNeil with the little bloop.
McNeil and Alonzo. It's just, that's the one thing that if you're a Met fan, you got to have a smile on your face about.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy. Not that I care about All-Star games at all or All-Star teams. I'm very happy both those guys are on the All-Star team.
Well, they deserve it. They deserve
it. I'm not thrilled about Alonzo in a home run derby, I'll say that.
Does it matter?
I just hope it doesn't. You know, we've seen this before where you just hope it doesn't mess him up.
Let's say it messes him up. It's not going to mess up his career, right? It's just going to mess up this season?
I don't know.
Where the hell's this season going?
No, I know. But I do want to see him set the Met home run record.
Yeah, I do too. And I think it'd be cool to hit 50. It'd be great.
I don't think he's going
to
hit 50. I said 45.
All right. Look, I want him to hit as many home runs as possible because what else are we watching towards the end of the season?
And I want to see McNeil hit like 360.
Yeah, 360.
Well, he might. He's hitting 348 now.
That's tough, though. To get to 360
is
tough.
It is tough, but he is hitting 348.
I think Alonzo getting to 50 is more realistic than McNeil getting to 360.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
That'd be my thought.
You're probably right.
But, you know, we mentioned the 96 comparison, how in 1996 the Mets went 71-91, but they had Lance Johnson, Bernard Gilkey, and Todd Helley have great years. Here's the difference.
No, I know what it is.
Gilkey and Lance Johnson were just veterans
got. Right, they had big years.
Right, who happened to have big years. And then, by the way, Gilkey fell off the face of the earth immediately,
right.
And Lance Johnson was eventually traded. Hundley was the homegrown guy, and it obviously didn't work out due to health and Piazza, which changed everything. You look at the three guys, include DeGrom, not that he's having a special year or anything. They're hopefully a part of the next 5 years.
No, more than that.
Yeah, 10 years.
You know,
until they have to be paid, then they're gone.
McNeil and Alonzo were young guys. They should pay them now. I've said so. We had a caller bring this up the other day. If I'm the Mets, I don't waste too much time. As soon as the year's over, I'd sign these guys to a deal. Well, you can still get them on the cheap.
Yeah.
I would do it immediately with McNeil and Alonzo. Hey, immediately.
You said it. You see what the Braves have done with some of their younger players. Yep. You may as well do it.
Yep.
But if you are delusional to think that that win last night is going to lead to anything, don't even start.
Stop it.
It's over.
Where they going?
Nowhere.
Slow down.
I mean, you want to say, I beat the Yankees. It's like their World Series. Okay, fine. I mean, that's great. But they're not going anywhere.
No.
This season is spiraled out of control, which is just a damn shame.
Yeah. Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.